the adventure to find imagination. By Emilio N. Williams. C. 2025. Cooper was 5 years old, and his world was full of wonder. But there was one thing he didn't quite understand. Grown-ups always said, just use your imagination. What was imagination? Was it hiding somewhere? Could he catch it like a butterfly? He needed to find out. His parents, Robert and Summer, loved him dearly. They had built a home full of laughter, hugs, and bedtime stories. But Cooper wanted to see what was beyond his backyard. He wanted to go on an adventure. Not just any adventure, but the greatest one yet. He was going to find imagination. With his favorite backpack, which he had stuffed with important things like a toy dinosaur, a peanut butter sandwich, and a flashlight, and his trusty red toolbox, because he always liked to help his dad fix things, Cooper stepped outside. The wind tickled his face. The grass felt cool under his toes. He looked around and asked himself, where would imagination be hiding? Maybe it was in the clouds where he saw elephants marching in the sky, or in the trees where the leaves whispered secrets, or in the puddles where he could jump and create tiny worlds that disappeared with a splash. As he wandered, he met other children. Some were too busy staring at screens to notice him. Have you seen imagination? He asked. But they just shrugged. He met grown-ups who walked fast, looking serious. Have you seen imagination? But they only smiled and patted his head. Cooper kept going. Then, in the middle of a small meadow, he stopped. The air around him shimmered. But just as he was about to think really hard about imagination, he spotted something broken. A tiny wooden bridge over a little stream had collapsed. He put down his backpack and opened his toolbox. With his small hands and big determination, he tightened a screw, tapped a nail, and fixed a wobbly plank. When he stepped back, he realized something. He had just created a way for other kids to cross. And at that moment, imagination struck. He closed his eyes and thought about things that made him happy. Rocket ships, talking animals, secret caves filled with treasure. When he opened his eyes, everything around him looked different. The trees weren't just trees. They were castles. The wind wasn't just wind. It was a dragon's breath. The puddles weren't just water. They were tiny oceans with tiny boats. Cooper gasped. Imagination isn't something you find. It's something you make. He twirled in circles, laughing, feeling the magic of the world around him. He picked up a stick and, pooh! It was a wizard staff. He jumped onto a rock, and suddenly he was the captain of a great ship sailing through stormy seas. He ran through the meadow, dodging invisible pirates and soaring over deep, dark jungles. This is the best adventure ever, he shouted, spinning until he tumbled into the grass, giggling. Excited, he ran back home to tell his best friend, Corbin. Guess what? Imagination is real. You don't have to find it. You just have to use it. This was just the beginning. With imagination unlocked, there would be many more adventures to come. Your mom and dad imagine you growing and learning and always listening to what they tell you. Cooper, you are such a swell young man. I hope you enjoyed the story. Right now, I need to ask you to imagine the best thing that could happen for you and tell your mom and dad.